Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, your journey through Wikipedia's vast and varied content, one random article at a time. The random article for Saturday, the 30th of August 2025, is Digital Holographic Microscopy. Digital Holographic Microscopy, DHM, is digital holography applied to microscopy. Digital holographic microscopy distinguishes itself from other microscopy methods by not recording the projected image of the object. Instead, the light wavefront information originating from the object is digitally recorded as a hologram, from which a computer calculates the object image by using a numerical reconstruction algorithm. The image-forming lens in traditional microscopy is thus replaced by a computer algorithm. Other closely related microscopy methods to digital holographic microscopy are interferometric microscopy, optical coherence tomography, and diffraction phase microscopy. Common to all methods is the use of a reference wavefront to obtain amplitude, intensity, and phase information. The information is recorded on a digital image sensor or by a photodetector from which an image of the object is created, reconstructed, by a computer. In traditional microscopy, which do not use a reference wavefront, only intensity information is recorded and essential information about the object is lost. Holography was invented by Denis Gabor to improve electron microscopy. Nevertheless, it never found many concrete and industrial applications in this field. Actually, DHM has mostly been applied to light microscopy. In this field, it has shown unique applications for 3D characterization of technical samples and enables quantitative characterization of living cells. In materials science, DHM is routinely used for research in academic and industrial labs. Depending on the application, microscopes can be configured for both transmission and reflection purposes. DHM is a unique solution for 4D, 3D plus time, characterization of technical samples, when information needs to be acquired over a short time interval. It is the case for measurements in noisy environments, in presence of vibrations, when the samples move, or when the shape of samples change due to external stimuli, such as mechanical, electrical, or magnetic forces, chemical erosion or deposition and evaporation. In life sciences, DHM is usually configured in transmission mode. This enables label-free quantitative phase measurement, QPM, also called quantitative phase imaging, QPI, of living cells. Measurements do not affect the cells, enabling long-term studies. It provides information that can be interpreted into many underlying biological processes as explained in the section Living Cells Imaging below. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 012 UTC on Saturday, the 30th of August 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Digital Holographic Microscopy. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at mastodon.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Ravina.